30 people murdered in the north of Ireland in the last 6 years, 30 women. It's just crazy. There's an epidemic at the moment, and that's just Northern Ireland. There's a lot of have been murdered in the south as well, at the hands of people who should love them and respect them.
Naomi Long said this week that there needs to be attitudinal changes in society within Northern Ireland, and particularly among men, and in many cases men need to learn respect, and they need, as you said, they need to learn love.
I think we need to reframe this. It's not actually a women's issue, it's a men's issue, and it's the men who need to change their attitudes. But there needs to be legislation change as well. There's been a call for Jenny's Law for the last 3-4 years. Jenny's Law is named, it's going through the Dáil, but very slowly. It's named after a woman called Jennifer Poole, who was murdered by her partner. And it was discovered after he was convicted for her murder, it was discovered that he had also been convicted for other examples of domestic abuse. So Jenny's Law is to have a register of everyone that had been convicted of any type of domestic violence and have that publicly accessible. And it's essential, it's absolutely essential that this happens.
And important that shows of support, shows of solidarity come from areas like this. People standing silently with candles outside Life Line Shone, but sending a very powerful message.
Absolutely, absolutely. There have been some progress. I mean, the coercive control is now seen as a crime, which is a big step forward. But there needs to be an awful lot more done. There needs to be an awful lot more. And we need to... I was listening today, apparently the Garda Síochána Conor are starting a schools programme to talk to teenagers about healthy relationships. We also do this in Lifeline on a local basis, but it needs to be spread out nationally. Because it starts there with teenagers and even younger people. And this whole social media and toxic masculinity and all of this Andrew Tate stuff, it needs to be challenged.